ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
Hi.
Hello, Emily.
Today's episode really has something for everyone. A mysterious library book racking up thousands in fines, a splendid snail who gives birth in a super strange way, and sporting success from Australia's best. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is News Time.
Have you ever been late to return a library book?
I've returned a library book late, like hundreds of times.
Maybe a couple of days late, a week perhaps. Well, recently, Kiama Library on the south coast of New South Wales had a book returned that was 150 years late. The book was called The Antiquities of Athens and it had been missing from the shelves of Kiama Library since the 1870s.
Like what? Like how?
I think it's really weird.
And maybe you're doing a time capsule for like 150 years.
The book was found hidden in the wall of a home nearby. The new owners of this house were renovating, which is making changes to the place they live. And when they knocked down part of the fireplace, they found a box nestled behind the bricks. And in that box, this long-lost book.
Maybe because they just didn't like the book and they just decided, here, eat bricks.
Like a library book? Do you want to be in trouble from the librarian?
Because it was hidden away, the book is actually in pretty good condition. If you look inside the cover, you'll see the Kiama Library stamp, information about the library's opening hours, and information about fines for books returned late. 150 years ago, the rules at Kiama Library were that you were charged 3 pence per week a book is late. We don't even use pence in Australia anymore. We use dollars and cents. So, adding up all those fines and changing them into modern day money and value, the fine on this very late book was $28,000.
That is absurd. It's absurd.
Are they poor now?
Don't worry, the library didn't actually make the people who returned the book pay the fine. They don't charge late fines anymore. And anyway, that wouldn't really be fair. Those people didn't borrow it in the first place. In fact, no one will be able to return this book again. The library is keeping it off the shelves and instead in a special display for visitors to look at. It'll be a handy reminder to library lovers to check under their beds and behind their lounges for any lost library books.
Another story, please.
The Commonwealth Games are officially over, and hundreds of Aussie athletes will be coming home with something extra shiny and a little bit heavy in their luggage.
What are the countries in it?
The Commonwealth Games is for countries that belong to the Commonwealth. That's a group of 56 countries and territories that used to be part of the British Empire. Australia is one of them. So is Jamaica, New Zealand, Canada, India, Kenya, and Singapore, just to name a few. Athletes travelled from all over to represent their countries and compete against the best of the best.
I think they would be, like, pressured, but, like, absolutely loving it at the same time. Like, I get to do it for my country.
The sporting event happens once every 4 years, and Australia usually does pretty well. We tend to dominate at swimming events, and we do well in athletics and cycling too. This year, Australia topped the medal tally. Woo! Safely stored in their luggage, Aussie athletes are bringing home 70 gold medals, 45 silver medals, and 56 bronze. That's more than double the number of gold medals as the country that ranked second, England.
Wow!
Winning!
And while winning is a nice feeling, the Commonwealth Games are about so much more than that. When 76-year-old para bowler Louise Hoskins became Australia's oldest ever gold medalist, we learnt how important it is to never give up on your dreams. When the Aussie men won the 4x100m race for the first time in more than 50 years, we learnt about teamwork and perseverance. And when the Aussie Diamonds, our women's netball team, lost in the semi-finals but managed to win a bronze medal anyway, we learnt about resilience. Trying hard even when things don't go your way.
Because if you win, that's great. But if you just give it your best shot, even better.
The Commonwealth Games won't happen again for another 4 years. Oh, I miss it already. Congratulations, Aussies. What a performance.
Have another.
The Campbell's keeled glass snail is an endangered species. We actually thought that they were extinct for a time. The snail is known for its distinctive pyramid-shaped shell. Oh, and they give birth to live baby snails through their neck.
That's not bad.
Ew.
Baby snail became alive.
Yeah, if you'd like to see Campbell's keeled glass snail give birth through its neck, ask your grown-ups to head to the News Time page on the ABC Kids Listen website.
Imagine if the baby doesn't come fully back out and you have a baby hanging from your neck.
Yikes. But anyway, back to the good news. This special snail was on the brink of extinction. They hadn't been spotted in the wild for more than 30 years. Someone on Norfolk Island, a tiny little island in the middle of the ocean, spotted some of the snails. They knew they'd found something precious. Scientists flew out to the island to confirm, and then brought a couple of them back to Taronga Zoo in Sydney. Conservationists at the zoo worked hard to breed the snails safely. It was tough going at first. They weren't quite sure how to get the snails to eat.
So I'm going to learn how to speak snail from the gibberish book of gibberish.
Learning to speak snail really would have been helpful, I suppose, but I don't think scientists are quite there yet. After a lot of trial and error, the conservationists managed to breed 1,000 snails. And now, after all that effort, many of them are being released back into the wild at Norfolk Island.
You can get loose and put them underneath the leaves.
The team trekked deep into the valley on the island to leave the snails somewhere safe, away from predators. More snail species have gone extinct than specific species of any other animal. So this win for Campbell's keeled glass snail is a big deal, and it brings hope to the snail species everywhere. Alrighty, hold on to your hats. It's quiz time. Question one. How much was the fine for the library book? $28,000, but they didn't have to pay any of it. Question two. Where did Australia finish on the medal tally? Number one, top of the table. Question three. Through which part of the body does this snail give birth? Its neck. And your news noodler, can you imagine why that book might have been bricked up in that house? What could have happened for it to get there? And that's us done. Thanks, friends.
Bye, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome. Catch you on Friday. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your App Store.
Hello, I'm R.A. Spratt, the children's author behind the Friday Barnes, Nanny Piggins and Pesky Kids series. And I'm super excited to bring my podcast, Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt, to ABC Listen. So join me and Nanny Piggins, the world's most glamorous flying pig, and let us transport you to a world of adventure, mayhem and chocolate. Find Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt on the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.